It was a Friday night, about 9 weeks into the project. Tess's voice sounded normal, but I could see that she had been crying and her narrow face was pale. For the first few minutes of the conversation, she leaned her head back against the wall behind her bed, gaze turned to the ceiling. Then she righted it and looked straight at the camera. Her eyes were as I'd never seen them, both empty and terrified. Mum sometimes had the same look, towards the end.
"I'm scared," she said.
"What about?" I asked, stupidly.
"I'm so fucking scared,"
she said, and burst into tears. She had never cried in front of me. In fact, she had told me she rarely cried. It was one of the things we had in common. Then she sniffed, wiped her eyes with the back of her hand, and said more clearly,
"Do you understand?"
"Of course," I said, although I didn't entirely. She looked straight into the camera for a moment and said,
"Can I see you?"
At first I thought she meant, "Could we meet up?" I started to remind her that we had agreed that shouldn't happen, but she cut me off.
"Switch on your camera."
After a moment, I said, "I think it's best if we don't."
"I want to see you,"
said Tess.
"You get to see me."
She was staring right at the camera, her tears almost dried up. She gave a small smile, and I felt myself soften. It was hard to resist, and I almost said, "Okay, then." But instead, I said, "I don't think it's a good idea." She looked at me a moment longer, then she shrugged and returned her gaze to the ceiling. I will be honest here. I didn't want Tess to see me, in case I failed to meet her expectations. This isn't rational, I know. Who knows what she thought I looked like, and what did it matter? But I had examined her face so carefully. I knew every nuance of her expressions, and I couldn't bear the thought that if I turned on the camera, I might see a look of disappointment pass over it, however briefly. Then, still looking at the ceiling, she said,
"I can't do it."
"Of course you can," I said. She didn't speak for over a minute, and then said, uncharacteristically meek,
"Is it okay if we stop for today?"
Without waiting for an answer, she terminated the call. I admit that that particular conversation has replayed in my head several times since. All I can say is, I said what felt right at the time. She was upset, and I was comforting her. It seemed entirely natural for Tess to be scared. And when we spoke the next day, she was back to what by that stage was normal. Calm, polite, and detached. The incident wasn't mentioned again. Then, a few days later, she looked into the camera and tapped on the lens, a habit she had.
"Do you have everything you need?"
I had presumed that we would go on communicating right up until the last moment. But I also knew it had to end. So I said, "Yes, I think so." She nodded, as if to herself, and looked away. At that moment, knowing I was seeing her for the last time, I felt a sudden, intense rush of adrenaline and something akin to sadness. After quite a long pause, she said,
"I can't thank you enough."
And then,
"Goodbye."
She looked into the camera and made a gesture like a salute. "Goodbye," I said, and "thank you."
"Why are you thanking me?"
"I don't know." She was looking down at something, her leg or the bed. I stared at her long, flat nose,
the curve of her cheekbone, the little eyelash lines around her mouth. Then she looked up, leaned forward, and turned off the camera. And that was it. Our final conversation.